Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Jorgie Jorgensen. And today's guests are from the Minnesota State Colleges and University System, Patrick Opatz, the Director of Minnesota Online, and Lori McGilvery, Director of Continuing Education and Customized Training. Thanks for being with us today.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Patrick, for our listeners that might not be aware, can you describe MinSCU, the Minnesota State College University System? How widespread is that? How many campuses?
Yeah, the Minnesota State College and Universities is the public system within the state of Minnesota, outside the or beyond the University of Minnesota. So we are 32 colleges and universities, 7 state universities, and 25 community and technical colleges. So we pretty much are across the entire state. We serve approximately 240 credit students or students taking credit courses, and approximately or over 100,000 non-credit in continuing education students.
So 240,000 credited students?
Correct.
My goodness, that's a big, wide range of campuses, a lot of students.
Correct. And then for the online portion, we serve over 75,000 students online in the credit courses and several thousand in the non-credit and customized training courses as well.
So you're the director of Minnesota Online. So
that's
right. You're taking care of the online portion, the 75,000 online students?
Correct. The colleges and universities do the teaching, and they deliver the courses and programs from each of the colleges and universities. The Minnesota Online helps to facilitate, market, coordinate some of the student support services for the online students. But just like the regular class-based courses, the online courses are delivered by our faculty at our colleges and universities.
So how long has MinSCU been doing online courses?
Some of the campuses have started at least 10 years ago, back as early as 1997, I believe. Some of the campuses were delivering online courses. Minnesota Online, the system approach, bringing a lot of these colleges and universities courses together, began in 2002. Now all of our colleges and universities are delivering at least some of their courses online. The at least 18 of our colleges and universities are delivering full online programs. We have over 250 online, fully online programs delivered through the Minnesota State College and Universities, and over 5,000 online credit courses.
You're good with the statistics this morning, Pat.
Thank you.
Now, what type of student takes advantage of the online learning as opposed to classroom attendance?
Well, it's really the demographics are pretty much the same. That's a slightly older student taking an online course than a face-to-face course, and a higher percentage from out of state taking online courses than face-to-face. But other than that, the demographics between the two are relatively the same. It's really a student that is looking for convenience, a little bit more flexibility in scheduling, the opportunity to work their work schedule around their school, or the other way around, work their school schedule around work. And so the online courses provides that opportunity.
Now, you said 100% online some of the courses were. Does that mean that you don't have interaction with a professor or teacher?
Or is it
for email?
Yes, there's still a lot of interaction with the professors, with the faculty in online courses. Even though when I say 100% online, there still may be a proctored exam, and that means you may still have to take an exam from an actual physical space, but the strength of the Minnesota State College and universities is that we have campuses in 56 communities.
Okay.
And so that you can take a proctored exam. We act as a system, so you could take a proctored exam in any one of those places. But at the same time, when delivering online, there's still a lot of interaction. It may not be face-to-face interaction, but there is interaction through what they call discussion boards. Minnesota State College and Universities have one learning management system that's the online learning platform or learning software that all students use when they're taking an online course. And in this learning management system, there are discussion boards where faculty will be posting questions, where students interact. There are also chat rooms and email requests. So there's a lot of interaction that may occur. It may not be face-to-face, but really the high-quality online programs and courses have a lot of interaction between the faculty and student and between student and student.
Now, is there a full offering of all the courses available online, or is it a limited amount of number of courses available online?
Well, there with over 5,000, there are still some areas that are not as conducive for online. We are seeing fewer of the upper division, and in some of the science areas, the hard science areas, that still have not a full slate of courses in that we offer. However, there are courses from information technology to business to the humanities, you know, English, history, economics. Those are all offered online, and full programs in those areas as well. And so, if a interested business or an employee wants to look for these courses and programs, they can go to one site, either the minsku.edu site, and there's a link to the Minnesota Online site, or you go directly to minnesotaonline.org, and you can look through all of our courses and programs for the entire system to find out if there are courses that either fit the needs of businesses or fit the needs of a specific employee.
Do you have many courses that are both physical as well as online?
Yeah, and that's one area that we're seeing a lot of growth in. In fact, the growth for our what they call hybrid programs is growing at a faster rate than our totally online programs and courses. And the hybrid program, or sometimes they're called blended courses, provides a classroom or a face-to-face element, but has reduced seat time. So instead of the, let's say, the typical 16-week semester with three meetings per week, that may be reduced down to one meeting a week. And the other material, the other interaction with the faculty and the students would take place online. So it's really a nice combination between the fully online and the face-to-face.
Kind of the multimedia learning environment.
Yes, correct. And I think that some students who are not quite sure if they're ready for the fully online, this may be an opportunity for them to test if there is a way to or an opportunity to see if online is right for them. They can take a hybrid course. And all these are offered through most of our colleges and universities are also offering hybrid courses as well as the online courses.
Do you have any courses that, let's say, you have one course that's only physical and one course that's only online, but the same curriculum?
Well, it really depends on the faculty member, but yes, there are courses. There are faculty members who teach the same course both online and face-to-face, and so they would be able, a student would be able to have that choice and to decide whether or not they would take one or the other. And the way it's taught, it is usually taught differently online because of just the medium in which it's being delivered, but at the same time, the content is the same. It's just how is it being delivered.
So what kind of quality difference is there any? Or I mean, you're saying they're taught differently. So, are you tracking that to see what the outcomes are for the different mediums?
Yes, and it's like all quality levels. It varies by faculty and by institution and by subject matter. But what we're finding is that the delivery or the outcomes for both online and face-to-face are relatively the same. Another report that recently came out was through the U.S. Department of Education, did a complete report, the most extensive analysis of online programming, online delivery to date. And it shows that the effectiveness of online delivery exceeds that of face-to-face. And it also shows that the hybrid courses show a higher level of effectiveness than both face-to-face and online. And so what we're seeing is that online can be an effective delivery method for those students that that it's appropriate for.
Did they dig into the reasoning behind that at all? Is it because it's more convenient? Why would it be more effective?
One of the things there, and I think the way the report was done was they looked at previous reports. They looked at all other reports that have been done to date. And what it really showed was that in many online courses, and even more so in the hybrid courses, there's a higher demand for involvement. And so there's more work required in some sense for both online and the hybrid courses that requires a student to actually work a little bit harder, and therefore they receive get higher outcomes from those courses. And that is one thing that is one of the findings that they found. But at the same time, they said this is not one single report that they're looking at. This was more or less a compilation of other reports and an analysis of those reports.
I suppose since the online portion is voluntary, pretty much, the student has to be more motivated to get in there and get the work done. And if they're going to spend the time to do it, they might as well do it right. And then in the hybrid courses, they still have some of the interaction and still have some of the feel of college and the interaction with the professors. I would think the hybrid would be preferable to a lot of students, wouldn't you, Sam?
For me, it would be.
Yeah, and that's what we're finding. And we're also finding it's preferable to the faculty as well. They like the opportunity to have that face-to-face interaction, but then the opportunity to use the technology and deliver the courses online as well.
Now, how can businesses use online e-learning to help develop skills and knowledge for their employees? How do you interact with businesses on this?
Well, I think Lori would be the expert on this, but what Minnesota Online does do is that we help provide the access point for businesses so that if they are looking for all of the courses from Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, whether it's customized training or non-credit or credit-based, they can come to one spot and to provide an access point to all the services that Minnesota State Colleges and Universities deliver. At the same time, it's the colleges and universities that do the interaction with businesses and can customize programs and training courses for businesses. And I think that's what Lori's strength is at Century, as well as other colleges within the metro area.
Well, let's shift now over there a little bit. Lori, you're the Director of Continuing Education and Customized Training, Century College.
Actually, I'm the Online Learning Director for Continuing Education at Century College, yes.
Okay. Can you tell me how you interact with businesses and how you help businesses and their employees with specific problems?
Certainly. All of the campuses of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities system have customized training units, continuing education and customized training. So our mission is to assist Minnesota business in training their workforce, which could mean a couple of different things. It means assisting individuals with their career paths and their career training, but it also means assisting business in training their own workforce. So we do that a couple of different ways. We assist in the provision of your traditional classroom-type training. In other words, we can bring training directly to that business or organization. And over the past decade, we have moved into online training as well, developing online training or providing access to existing online training for Minnesota business.
So do you actually reach out to business owners and let them know that MinSCU has the customized training available and the continuing education?
Yes, we do.
And so if they have employees that they want to move through, say, MBA programs or something else, you can help them with those kind of programs. But if they have specific training needs, you can build programs to help those businesses?
Yes, actually, we do a lot more of the building programs, training programs. Min Online, Pat Opatz, is very helpful in terms of getting businesses through academic programs. But in the customized training departments, generally we're talking about specific training for specific skills.
So it's all predominantly skills-based?
Right. It's definitely more skills-based related to very specific business goals.
Okay.
Can you give us an example of a business that needed some help and you created a program?
Yes, there is an organization in the metro area or a business in the metro area that has an extensive call center bank. They also have many offices nationally, and they have a fair amount of employee turnover, as you might expect in a call center-related business. So they needed to train employees on some specific skills on a pretty regular basis. And so rather than waiting for a cohort to accumulate to do this training with a group of 10 or 12, we created some specific online training modules for them that their new employees could access as they came on board. After they were oriented to the business, they were able to access this training online.
Kind of standardize the training. And
exactly right. It helps standardize the training. It makes sure that the delivery or that the content is delivered in a consistent fashion and that it's available just in time, just when that business or when that employee needs that training.
So where do you get the resources to develop the training program for, in that example? Do you pull from one of your professors? Do you pull from MNSCU staff? Who does the work and who puts together the training module for that specific
business?
Well, that's
a good question, and it certainly varies by situation. Generally, when we are building training for a specific business, they actually have the expert in that topic within their organization. They have people who have that corporate knowledge, and we in the college system work with those individuals to kind of tease that knowledge out of them in a way that we can create an effective course. However, we also have access to all of the resources at the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities system. So if we're looking for a topic that we do have expertise within the system, we certainly can pull that expertise into the project. Then in terms of creating the project itself, within the MNSCU system, we do have instructional designers, script writers, multimedia developers, web developers, and all kinds of other resources that we can tap into.
So then you actually work with the employer to find out what they want done and how they want it done, and then pull in your expertise to put together a video module or something that they can plug in and play when they have new employees.
You know, you're absolutely right. We have to work, when we're doing a customized training project, we have to work very closely with the business, because what we're trying to do is help them achieve their business goal. And training is one of the strategies generally towards achieving business goals. So we rely on them to help us understand their business and to provide someone in their organization that has that business expertise or has that skill or has that information that we are trying to convey to their workforce.
So the end product here, can it be taped, so it could be e-training, or do you also offer some in-person training for businesses?
The Minnesota State Colleges and Universities definitely offers lots of in-person training. But when we talk about e-training, I think generally people think of that as a course, which certainly we do. We can provide courses that are delivered over the internet or over a company intranet. We can provide materials that are available via CD or DVD, and materials may include such things as video. They may include generally pages with activities in them. They may include case studies, simulations, scenarios that people have to work through to determine what would be the best solution in a specific instance. But when we're talking about e-training, we can also talk about ways that companies can make their corporate knowledge available and share knowledge within their organization. So it may be helping the organization set up things like discussion boards or communities of practice or wikis or blogs within their organization as ways that they can share information.
There's the new media again, Sam. We can't get away from it. Every single podcast we do, new media comes
up. We are not going to get away from it. That's true.
I will not Twitter, but we'll use the rest of it. So what I'm hearing is that you're very flexible to help meet the needs of the employer.
That's our business, is to be flexible and to meet the needs of the organization in helping them develop their workforce.
So if we have a large employer with continuing training needs, you can do a blended program, you can do an in-person program, you can do e-training. Actually, what you're providing is a resource to help business do a much better job of training their employees and having those employees be more productive and be more productive quicker.
Absolutely. That's our mission at the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities.
How about small businesses? I mean, I know that there's a need with the larger businesses for the repetitive, materials, but what about small businesses that don't have that repetitive need? They may have it over a five-year period. It's still the same skills, same whatever.
Well, certainly there is a scale issue with developing customized e-training, but that does not mean that small business cannot access e-training or it may well make sense also for small business to develop some level of customized e-training. We may tend to think of e-training as being fairly complex and flashy, but it doesn't have to be that way. E-training can be as simple as consolidating specific processes or skills or techniques in some sort of an e-format, an electronic format. And that might be as simple as developing all these processes in Word documents that are accessible on a company intranet so that people can use them as just-in-time training, or developing some very simple online modules that can be accessed just in time. We don't have to develop a fabulous production. We'd love to do that for people, but it doesn't have to be that way. It can be something relatively simple that meets the needs of business of any size.
So you're dealing with the affordability issues and in the budget of the employer and trying to put together the training that will help them benefit in the terms of productivity with their...
That's absolutely right. We do like to think that we are a very reasonably priced resource for Minnesota business for all of their development needs.
Let's go back to the example of the call center for a moment. When they approached you, from the time they approached you to the time you finished the project, how much time passed? How long did it take? Was it affordable? And what was the end product? What did they end up with?
That project took about 6 months. One of the things that we find that really determines the development time is how prepared ahead of time an organization is, how much they've thought through what it is they really want, and how accessible their designated person within the organization is to us to help develop the project. What they ended up with in the end was a several module course that we uploaded into their own learning management system. Some organizations have invested in learning management systems, and as Pat told us earlier, those are platforms for delivery of online courses. So it's uploaded into their learning management system, accessible from their computer terminals within their organization by anybody within that organization. They have deployed this, I think it was deployed about 2 years ago, and what they have told us is that they have had many, many of their employees, I would guess in the hundreds, access this course. And it has helped with their business goal, which was related to their call center activities.
Now, do they, on some occasions, do they have you come back and update that e-training? And
so far, we haven't had to update that one because it was a very general training in negotiation skills. But we definitely have done that for clients. Clients do have continual updating needs depending on what the product is, and we're happy to do that.
What was the goal, and how did this affect it both before and after, or after, not before?
The business goal related to number of successfully closed transactions, mm-hmm. and the product related to negotiation skills for this group of call center people.
So I'm assuming the training was required because it wasn't as high as they thought it should be.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Pat, do we get instances where an employer will come in and you've got some online courses that are available, and do you work some of that on occasion with some customized courses to achieve goals? Have you worked together on those
things? Yes, many times when we receive an inquiry about the business programs available and they're looking for additional training or professional development for their employees, we will direct them to the customized training departments at one of our colleges and universities. And it's very easy to direct them to the Metro Alliance of Continuing and Customized Education, which is part of what Lori's part of. And because it's a group of 11 institutions within the metro area, and so they're very easy to work with. We also provide resources to the consortium, to that group of colleges, to develop new programs. And so we work, we have a very close partnership with them, because they know the needs of the businesses. We sometimes have the resources that we can pool together to help them develop those needs for businesses.
So you're really taking that input and that feedback from the business owners to help affect both the online and the customized training, so that you've got modules available and topics available that the businesses want.
We do also have so-called open enrollment courses available online in non-credit training as well. And that's where we help individuals prepare themselves for careers with online training or with hybrid or blended courses. And that is a big chunk of our business right now, as you might imagine, with the volatility of the workforce right now.
So if the business owner has identified some promising young talent and they want to develop them to grow into the future managers, they can come to you and say, help me with this. Let's teach them the skills they need to move up in the organization.
That's the advantage of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities system. Anybody who's listening to this in Minnesota can contact their local campus, and their campus can help them. And if they don't have the specific resources, they have access to any of the other multiple numbers of Minnesota State Colleges and Universities systems.
And Pat, how do they contact you for Minnesota Online?
The best way to do it is go to our website, and that's minnesotaonline.org. And the other way to do it is look at minsku.edu, and that's the main site for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. You can contact get information for both the customized training piece as well as the online piece.
So any of our business owner listeners that are out there that are interested in online learning and e-training for business, or continuing education and customized training for business, can go to those websites and access the appropriate personnel to start a conversation.
That's right.
Well, Patrick and Lori, this has been very interesting. We appreciate your coming to see us today. We're about out of time for this program. I'm Tom Lyons, and with my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Jorgie Jorgensen, we'd like to thank you both for coming over on behalf of Minnesota State Colleges and Universities to participate in this segment of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.